Hey fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey fashionpreneurs, welcome back to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited to be here with you guys today for a brand new entry. It's been a while. I have not recorded an entry since July 20th, I think, or something like that. It's been a little minute. But I'm back. So I just wanted to fill y'all in on where I've been at, catch y'all up on what's been going on. So welcome to entry 33, season two of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, honey. Okay. So if you are new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please make sure you subscribe on YouTube. Check us out. The Fashionpreneur Academy is our YouTube channel and you'll see all of our entries there. You got to get caught up. We about a year and a half in, okay? You got to get caught up. All right. And you can also subscribe on Apple. We're pretty much everywhere. Spotify, but I'm super excited. So, long story short, this is entry 33 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. And I wanted to title this one really, really in a way, in a format that would make you guys understand where I've been at, what I've been having going on. So, this one is titled, Guess Who's Bizak with $1 million. Okay. That's what it's called. Okay. So welcome. I am back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. So what have I been doing during this break? So if you have not tuned into the Fashionpreneur Diaries before, if this is your first time, I want to welcome you. You're in a safe place. It's lit here. You're going to love it here pretty much. All that good stuff. I'm Jess. I'm the founder of a crap load of businesses within fashion. And I have been blessed to be able to say I'm a millionaire now. I have locked in. I want you guys to listen to the last entry if you haven't listened before. Entry 32, I talked about, it was called BRB, Be Right Back. And I talked about taking a break to focus in on my businesses over the summer. This was a pandemic-based summer, all right? It was a new summer for me. I had just moved my office space, so we had invested in more space. I made some transitions with staff. I mean, a lot has happened. So I wanted to come here and fill you guys in on what's been happening since that break. And with God's direction, clearly I made the right decision with that break because I came back and it was with vengeance. So pretty much 2020 was crazy for me. Obviously, it's been crazy for all of us with this pandemic. Right before the pandemic really truly hit LA, I was hosting the Fashionpreneur Retreat, which is our huge conference that we have every year. I decided I wanted to take a break for the conference in 2021 and revisit it, see if I want to do it again. But I decided that before I even was really affected by COVID. Honestly, I just wanted a break mentally. It is very draining to plan a 3-day conference annually. We plan our events 18 months ahead. So I was like, you know what? 2021, I'm going to take a break. I don't really have an option now if I wanted to do it anyway because this pandemic has hit. But anyway, we had hosted day 1 and 2 of our conference, and day 3 was supposed to be this huge award ceremony. It was this huge gala that we were going to have. We were going to honor the amazing Angel Brinks, who is an amazing fashion designer. We actually were at her studio yesterday because we had to honor her virtually because we weren't able to do the gala. So we're going to be doing that event still in 2021, just that 1-day conference. But pretty much that was March 13th when everything got locked down. Everything shifted in my businesses, like tremendously. My staff couldn't come into work. Like, I don't think y'all understand why. I mean, obviously you do. We're all being affected by it. But like, this pandemic changed everything for me. Like, I had to be not just the CEO. I had to be the pattern maker. I had to go source new factories. I had to be the seamstress at times, the sample maker. I had to be the accountant at times. Like, I had to go back to really my roots and how I developed this company and all of my companies to where they are today. I had to go back to the roots because my staff couldn't leave their homes. I was sneaking out with masks on, with hazmat suits on, trying to get stuff done. I was sneaking into my factories to make sure that we could still get product. It was an insane time. It was mentally draining. And during that time, I decided I wanted to get back into my podcast. So I did that. And then midway through, LA got shut down again. So I decided, you know what, mentally, I'm going to take a break from the podcast and I'm going to lock in and make sure my businesses and my babies are good. And I wanted to make sure that my staff was sustainable and they were able to be here through this transition. So a lot has happened. So July, we ended up moving our offices. August, we made a lot of shifts with staff. I decided to part ways with a couple of staff members that, well, one of them actually started their own company, which I was really excited about. So one of them was really smart in the pandemic and was like, yo, Jess, what I'm doing for you, I'm thinking about starting my own company. And I'm like, go for it, do it. So I'm really excited for her. She was able to start her own company. I had to let go of a customer support member. We just had to think smarter. And we had to also be very strategic. So we made a lot of shifts in our staff. And then we decided to lock in and just really look at our finances. So I've been really, really, really taking time to look at my finances. So I told you guys that I've grossed over $1 million, well over $1 million this year. And the way that I was able to do that is honestly because I cut down on my expenses. Okay. So the secret to stacking your money, guys, is making sure that you cut down your expenses. If you want to make $1 million, I want you to understand it's going to cost you around $300,000 to make $1 million. So I feel like sometimes we put our goals out there and we all want to be multimillionaires. But what's the point? What's the point if you don't have an idea or a theory on investing and reinvesting and reconfiguring things and being open to growth? Like, if you're going to be fearful to grow into your next season, it's no point. And I realized that I was at a point where I was kind of getting fearful of my next season. So I was telling my best friend the other day, y'all, like, I was telling her, we were just talking after work, and I was like, you know, I need to fast real quick. I need to fast this week. I need to kind of clear my mind up. And I was telling her how I couldn't believe I was saying this, but everything, I think you guys probably may even have heard Nipsey Hussle say this before. I remember in an interview, he has said everything that he ever spoke and thought has come into fruition. It's become his reality. So your thoughts are very powerful and what you say is very powerful. And I always said I was going to be a millionaire. I always said I was going to be successful. I always would say that I was going to live in LA. I was going to be a homeowner by a certain age. Like, I said all these things. And I realized by the grace of God that I was at a point where I had manifested every single thing on my list. And I didn't think about the next step. So I told her, like, yo, I'm kind of scared about, and I'm never scared, but I was like scared about my next level because I didn't manifest it yet. I didn't even think about, like, okay, what does my personal life look like after 30? Like, okay, what does my life look like retired if I do decide to retire? All right, what does my business look like if I'm not the lead designer anymore and I'm now allowing young innovators to come in? What does my staff look like for those staff members that have been growing with me and I now want them to be my right hands and I want them to have more positions that require decision making? What does my office, my dream office, look like when there's 10 employees instead of 5? Like, I didn't think even bigger. And I was like, wow, I got to think bigger. So I decided to take a break from the podcast and lock in this summer. So that's what we did. I paid very close attention to my expenses. I'm going to put y'all on the game real quick. I have an amazing accountant. The name of the company is EFS Group, and I am working with a young lady within the company by the name of Krissa. This girl is everything to me, like everything. I can't thank her enough. I sent her gifts the other day just like thanking her for her time and that she invested in me. So every month we would have these strategy sessions and she would add in additional sessions with me just for us to develop a plan to make sure that we reached our goals. And I was like, yeah, I'm gonna reach this. This is easy. Now, what's crazy about this, guys, is last year, about this time last year, October 2019 to December, every fourth quarter, I want you guys to realize this is a secret to my success here. Every fourth quarter, I write out my goals, right? And I have a friend named Jez, and I remember last year I called her like, Jez, I'm writing out my goals for 2020. 2020 is going to be crazy. It's going to be my $1 million year. This is the year I'm going to be able to buy my dream home in LA. This is the year I'm going to do it. And she was like, you know, the great thing about goals, even if you don't reach them, you'll get really, really, really close. And it'll show you that you're capable of reaching them. And I was like, yo, that's a bar, but I'm going to reach it. There was one goal I didn't reach last year that I really wanted to reach. So I said, this year, I know this particular goal, I'm going to reach it. So I spent October to December writing out all my goals, every single goal, guys. So I knew that I wanted to get a new office space. I knew that I wanted to expand my business. I wanted to expand my clothing company, Irregular Exposure. I wanted to hire and employ more minorities. I wanted to create opportunities for people that would be young innovators that could take over for me. So new people that would be blessed with positions that they never would have qualified for based off of the America standards of you having to have a certain degree and certain qualifications. I hire people that don't have degrees. I hire people that literally move out here with just a dollar and a dream. I hire people that are like really, really invested into my success. I don't care about who you are on paper. That's just not who I am. So I wanted to create opportunities where they could see their dreams become their reality like I had seen. And I think that was key for me. Like, I want to place my team in position to win. I want everybody to come into this company full time as employees. That's what I want. And I want everybody to be here because they want to be here and they're invested in the success. So that's what I had wrote out. And I wrote this stuff out for like 3 months, y'all. And in December, I had a team meeting with my entire staff. And I said, y'all, these are all my goals for 2020. Now, with these goals, I need all of you guys' help to attain them. So I wrote out everything that we're going to do every month, every single month in 2020. Every drop we're going to have, every release, every new launch, every new collection, every collaboration. I wrote out everything. I said, this is the game plan. This is the formula. I need us to all fast over it for 30 days. So we fasted over it. And then January 1st, we got to work. By January 24th, we had already seen our highest grossing month that we had seen at that time in my company. By March, we had already seen a new higher number. By August, I had seen my most successful launch for one of my new designs. In September, we just surpassed that. So I had a meeting with my accountant, Krista, that works at EFS Group with Ephraim. They are an amazing team. And last Friday, before I talked to her on our meeting, I was calculating my numbers because I always calculate my numbers and I get different numbers from her when she tells me my gross. I'm like, are you sure? Because you're saying I'm making a little bit more and I don't think I made that yet. Like, you tripping. So I always like to calculate it myself. And when I calculated it, I remember telling my best friend and my family, like, y'all, I'm so close to hitting this goal before the end of the year. I had attained this goal before, but never this early on. So I was like, nah, she finessing. She scamming me. I ain't make that much. So I was praying before I talked to her. I pray every time before I talk to her because I be scared of accountants, y'all. You go taxes, you know how it go. So I was praying over it, and I was led by God to just like calculate it. Like I it was so clear. Like I just felt in my spirit, like, calculate the number real quick before you talk to her. I calculated the number. My best friend was sitting there in my living room with me. I bursted out crying last Friday. I was in tears, like, dog, I really did this shit. Like, I was so excited and so proud of myself because I was just so grateful. I was so proud of myself, but I was so proud to know that every decision that we made, every person that's not on the team no more, every person that is on the team was the right person. I was so proud to send the message to my mom. My mom is, she suffers from multiple sclerosis, so she's not able to go to work anymore. She's not able to run around. She's not able to visit me as much as she wants to. But my mom, before she told me that she had MS, I didn't know she had MS yet when I was like 14, 15 years old. And she used to be very invested in me, taking me to sewing classes, putting me in youth entrepreneurship programs. So do you know how good it felt to tell my mama, like, man, all your investments paid off, sis. Like, I got you. Check your bank account, sis. I got you. I got something for you. Like, it just meant the world to me. And me, my sister, and my brother, we are all very successful. We all take care of our mom. We're so blessed to be able to do that. But it meant the world to me to see the fruits of her labor pay off, like, beyond mine. It was so much bigger than me. So that meant the world to me. So I was so excited about that. So long story short, I took a break to, like, really get in my bag. And what I mean by that is not just financially, but mentally. I've never fasted so much, like, I was fasting the entire summer. I just left my office telling my staff member Z. I think she on here. She runs a Regular Exposure page, y'all. She crazy. Follow at Regular Exposure. Follow. But Z, it would be impossible. I know she's on here. It would be impossible without her. I remember I invited her to my house like a month ago. We had like a pool day, and I heard her talking. Like, I just overheard her talking, and she was talking to my best friend. And, one thing about Z, y'all, she works full time, but she's supposed to be off on the weekends. She don't take off. So,
hey, fashionpreneurs, I hope you are enjoying this entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries, but I wanted to personally invite you to my brand new masterclass, Wholesale Vendors Decoded. I'm going to teach you how to launch and develop your fashion line, no matter if you're looking to purchase wholesale or become a brand new fashion designer. We're going to cover it all, and it is very quarantine friendly, on a budget. I know things got super real, super quick this year, so I want to help you understand how to effectively launch this brand on a budget while in quarantine. It's still very possible, and I'm still seeing six figures a month, and I want to help you do the same. All right, so make sure that you register now at thefashionpreneuracademy.com.
She don't take off. So this girl writes on our Instagram, runs our pages. She writes back to DMs. And my best friend asked her, like, yo, you never, like, take off. Like, why are you always writing back to everybody on the weekends? And she said, it could be a sale. We can't lose that. And I'm like, dog, like, I have people on my team that's more invested. And they are so invested in the success. Like, Z kept reminding me the other day. She reminded me twice in the past week, like, Jess, we got these pants we need to go pick up. They were damaged, and we need to, they're available. They have to be available for us to restock in our goodie bags. This is how much we can make off of them. Like, she makes it a priority to see the company succeed. And people like that, I need them on the team. I had to rework my team during this time. So my best friend, Britt, y'all know Gina. She's been on here a million and one times. She has her company, the B Brown Agency, and it's a marketing agency. And she sat me down, and we were coming up with our strategies for 2021 to be successful. And one of the things she told me was like, Jess, I don't think you realize like the level that you're headed to and the level that you're on now. Like, you don't have time to do everything. Like, I'm somebody that thinks I could do everything. Like, Miss Independent, I can do everything. Like, I went a couple months ago, I tried to pick up like 10,000 boxes and put them in my car. It made no sense. Like, I do the dumbest stuff sometimes, y'all. And I realized, like, I need help. And she was like, yo, you need an assistant. So I'm blessed now to have an amazing assistant here with me. Come say hi. Come on. Come on. Come on. Chels is here with me now. So Chels is keeping me together. So I was able to steal Chels in the middle of a pandemic. Like, a week before my birthday, I found her. She actually applied for a different opening I had. And I called her like, yo, I saw that you were like a huge A-list celebrity's assistant. And if you can assist that person, I know you can assist me, because I ain't Beyonce yet. You know, I'm just a little shorty from Baltimore. I just need a little help here and there. When I tell y'all Chels got me all the way together, y'all, she got me all the way together. So like, I'm now manifesting my new level, long story short. So now that I've reached this level, first of all, I want you to know that I am not rich. Y'all can say that you want to make six figures, seven figures. If your company has grossed that much, guys, that's not your company's equity. So I want y'all to understand that one thing me and Krista go over each month is my company's equity. So you could have $500,000 in the bank, but if your company doesn't have equity, it's not worth anything. That's how much you can really sell it for today. So I still have a lot of work to do. I have a lot that is invested in my company. I have to keep reinvesting. So I live off of a very, very, very small, salary. I just was able to give myself a raise last month. Thank you to Krista. She finally allowed me to get a raise, child. So I got an extra 5%. But I live very frugal. Chelsea will tell y'all, she gets pissed off with me when she goes to the store for me and I tell her to get the Great Value brand. I tell her to get the signature brand at the grocery store. We don't need that. We don't need that top dollar Lucky Charms. We can use the Lucky Delicious. You know what I'm saying? And she just be hating on me, trying to tell me I deserve Prego. I'm fine with the classic, you know? That's just who I am, you know? But, you know, I'm just not going to change in that way. And I like to make sure that I live very much so below my means. That's just who I am. That's who I am. And I want you guys to know, I have like, I call it the Candy Barris methodology to success. So I don't know if y'all used to watch Housewives back in the day. So back in the day, Real Housewives of Atlanta, I remember an episode when Candy Barris had first joined the cast, right? And Candy was saying how she's been driving the same Mercedes for like, it was at least 8 years. She had been driving the same Mercedes, and she bought a house when she was 18, when she was in the group Escape. And she has still owned the house, and she was waiting to find her next home. And her house that she lives in now, she bought it as a foreclosure, so she saved all this money and she invested into basically just redoing the house. Like, she just created her dream home. But Candy's methodology to success is my methodology. Like, I try to follow her footsteps in that regard. Like, I look at her as a complete inspiration. And I was blessed to actually teach a class with her in the middle of quarantine. So shout out to Candy Burris, because I was like, hey, this is somebody I look up to, and I'm over here teaching with her. Like, I'm you want me to teach too? Okay, sis, I'm here, you know? So she is so smart with her finances, and she's honestly she got the bag, all right? We all know Candy got the bag. And I've been following that methodology, so I'm excited to reward myself in this season. I'm about to move into my dream loft. This is my dream bachelor pad that I'm about to move into, so I'm really excited about that. Hopefully this is my last place without my husband. Come get me. It's real ghetto out here. You know what I'm saying? I got to look in the camera for that. Come get me. So this is my last place being single. So I'm manifesting that. What else I'm doing this year? I'm just making more time for me. I'm making more time for my businesses to grow. So now we're in a season where we are growing to another level within a regular exposure. I'm fasting this week again. I've been starving all day. I came in the office, ran in the office today like, Chelsea, I'm so hungry. I ain't eat nothing. I'm starving. I was hangry, child, but I was fasting all day. So I have one more day of fasting, and I've been fasting because we're about to expand Irregular Exposure, my clothing company, and we're about to make this big, big, big move. Like, this is a big step for me. Like, this is like super big for me. So I'm really excited about this expansion that we're about to do. And I'm just excited to be back. I'm excited to be back on the diaries. I'm excited to create some amazing memories with some amazing guests that are going to be here this season. I'm excited to just be here with you guys and be back here to just be a vessel in any way. But it's been a good little break I had in the summer, man. I also made more time for family in the summer. So I was really excited because I did a lot of things I wouldn't have done if COVID didn't hit. So my brother, he just turned 32. I don't know how old my brother is, child. Like, after about 28, I just got a big brother and a big sister, child. I don't know how old he is. So my brother just turned 32. So we decided to go home and have this huge surprise birthday party for him. So I was so excited to be able to do that. That's something I would have never been able to do. Like, I would have been so busy at that time of the year. So I was able to, like, just celebrate people selflessly. That's what I've been doing. Like, just really giving people their flowers. Like, it meant the world to me. Like, yesterday when we saw Angel Brinks, like, to see her in tears when we gave her award, just letting her know, like, yo, these are your flowers while you're here. Like, I think it's been a season of me just celebrating people. Like, it's way beyond me. Just getting people gifts just because it's Tuesday. Just small gifts. Just taking people out to lunch because I want you to enjoy your time today. Being honest with people, removing people that don't qualify. I did a lot of that. And just people that, you know, it's no beef. We don't see eye to eye anymore, you know? And I didn't have a lot of people in my life that had to be removed, but I realized there were a couple people and they got removed, and I realized that my energy felt better. My spirit felt better. So that felt really good. So I just realized I need to take more time for those things. So I've been like, I always have been like, so invested in family, but this year it's been like 2.0. Like, I've been flying home just because to visit them. I've been spending more time with my family. I've been extending my trips instead of rushing back to LA to get back to work. And I'm just blessed to have amazing staff that's allowing these things to be possible. So again, I'm accepting my new season. I used to look at people that had assistants and stuff, like, okay, bougie. And then I became somebody that needs some help. Okay, so I realized that I am in that season. So I'm in a place where I have to accept my new level. I'm manifesting my new level. So I told y'all what I'm manifesting. So I want you guys for homework in this season. Like, this is the time where I always build out my plan. So I already started writing out my 2021 goals. Write out everything you want to do, like everything personal, business wise. If you want your health to be better, if you want your business to grow into a new level, if you want to start designing, if you want to get back into podcasting, if you want to get back into hosting because you were lit at it, like, just do whatever you want to do. Just write it out. And what I want you guys to do is write everything out and then take November to start organizing everything. everything. Like, organize it by the month. Like, what can you really realistically get done each month? And don't finesse yourself. If you finesse yourself, you're just going to finesse the world. So if you know that this is a tough month for you, don't plan to buy 10 things. Don't plan to get your LLC, your EIN, your trademark all in January. Like, don't finesse yourself. Be realistic with yourself and be patient with yourself. I don't put too much on myself in 1 year. I take my time with it so I can watch each thing grow. If I try to do too much, one thing won't grow. So you got to nurture it. So I've also turned down a lot of business opportunities this year, collaborations and things like that, because I wanted to focus on growing my babies to the next level. When I say my babies, my businesses to the next level. So I had to make time for those things. So that's what I did. Honestly, that's what I've been doing, y'all. So yeah, homework time. I want you guys to really, really, really write out all of your goals. Write out everything that you want to do in 2021. And that's for October. November, I want you guys to start organizing it by months. And December, start qualifying the people that have to be a part of the team to make it happen. So if you know that you want to buy a home with your husband, that means that you have to sit down and talk to your husband about buying that home in December, right? If you know that you want to start that boutique and you really, really need a buyer, you need help with a partnership, like you just need someone to help you, like you need a partner on it, then December is that time you should start scouting for a business partner. Like, just start organizing it. So October, write it all out. November, organize it by the month, the quarter. December, start fulfilling the positions of team members. We are not meant to be alone. The Bible says we're meant to be in relationship from the very beginning. Okay. Adam needed Eve. So don't think that you can be Miss Independent doing it your own. That was my mindset when I had first moved to LA. Like, oh, I'm going to stay in my bag. I ain't going to really connect. No, networking is so powerful. I've been in a season of networking nonstop and just meeting people and sitting down and having coffee with people, having lunch with people with no expectations, just being selfless and giving gems and keys to people. Like, be that person. The most powerful people are the selfless people. So I'm at a place where I am very excited to just be selfless. So be selfless. I don't care where you are. Like, there's no certain place you need to be in to be selfless. Like, be a giver. If you're not a giver, you're never going to be a winner. So that's just real, 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 real. So be a giver in this season, because you're going to be creating opportunities for people. So get ready for your new season and manifest it. Speak on it. Like, say, yeah, I'm a millionaire. Like, I'm an entrepreneur. Yeah, I'm actually leaving my 9-to-5 next year. Like, speak on it. These are the things that I've done. Everything I've ever said has become my reality. When I left my 9-to-5, 4 months before that, I said, oh, this is my last 9-to-5. I'm actually leaving in the next 3 months. I left 3 months later. When I said I was moving to LA, I planned it for a year. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't know how I was going to shut down my store and move, but I said I was moving to LA. I didn't tell anybody other than my family. And then I said, I'm moving to LA. I didn't have an apartment yet. I didn't know how I was going to get my car out there. I just knew I was moving to LA. I moved to LA. When I got to LA, I said, I'm going to expand my business. 2 years later, we're in our largest space. We're getting it. It's under construction right now. We're getting it redone. I'm so excited for you guys to see it really soon once it's all done. Like, everything that you say will become your reality. So you got to watch what you say. So if you say things like, I think my boutique will be good, I think my brand will be successful, I think I have cool designs, all right, well, you're just going to keep thinking about it in your head and the world will never see a reality. But when you start saying things like, yeah, I'm actually about to drop my line really soon, I'm actually working on it for this spring, you're going to start manifesting things because you can't let yourself down. So hold yourself to a certain standard and quality where you are reliable and your words speak volumes. Everything you say will become your reality. So watch what you say. And y'all already know, you got to stay prayed up. You already know I'm going to go to the Lord, as always, because that's just what it is. So make sure that you're fasting and you're cleansing your mind and your body and spirit before you go into your next level, before you start planning your next level. Just start cleansing yourself before you start doing it. Because if you're just discombobulated and you're trying to do all this stuff, it's never going to work. So just start cleansing yourself for your new year. Like, October to me is the new year. That's just what it is. I already feel like I'm in my new year. So just start preparing your mind, body, and spirit. There's a certain level of commitment and discipline that it takes to be an entrepreneur. And there's a certain level of commitment and discipline that it takes to just be a good person. So it's not even always about entrepreneurship. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to be a CEO. But it's so much more powerful at times for you to work with a startup or a company that's really invested in you. You could be a right hand that's profiting 5 figures, 6 figures just by working with the right company that's invested in you. So if you have an amazing team that's invested in you, man, it's powerful. I have staff that I tell them, if you ever leave me, I told them yesterday, I said, y'all, I got to get a new life insurance policy. So Chelsea going to set me up a new policy tomorrow, right? And I told them, I said, I'm going to write a will. And I'm going to tell y'all now, if I go down, first of all, I ain't going nowhere. But if I go down, y'all better not let my businesses fail. So I'm writing it out for y'all. I'm not playing with you. I'm looking right at you. Yes, you. Okay, y'all better hold it down for me. And I'm gonna give you my PIN number because that's where the cash at. Because you know, it ain't. I got checking in the savings. They just send my mom's hers, send my family theirs, and I need y'all to invest in the company. Remember, I said this. I'm glad you're getting this on camera right now because I ain't got time for it, okay? But that's real. All right, so I need you guys to understand that it's just time for you to invest in your team. And now I just realize I'm in the season where my full-time job is to invest in my girls, invest in my team, invest in my factories, give them their flowers, send them gift cards, let them know I appreciate them, give them a call and just let them know I'm grateful for their work ethic. Just celebrating my staff. I'm nurturing them in this season. Every person that is required for me to grow, I'm nurturing that relationship in the best way possible, organically. I'm just really nurturing it because I know that's only going to allow all of us to grow, and it's only going to allow all of us to be better people. It's not a finesse in it. It's just organic. It's just where I am. So that's where I've been at, y'all. That's where I've been at. I've been chilling. I've been busy. I've been organizing. I've been strategizing, and I've been planning. So this is not the end. I'm just excited to be back with y'all. So this is the first entry of many more to come of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Like I said, we're just picking up back up on season two since we took a little break, took a little hiatus. But I'm excited to be back with you guys. And yeah, we have a lot in store. So I will talk to you guys on the next entry of the Fashionpreneur Diaries.